ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
अमानित्वम् अजम्बित्वम् अहिंसा शान्तिर् आजवम् आचार्य उपासनम् शौचम् कार्यम् आत्मा विनिग्रह। अमानित्वम् अदम्भित्वम्
अमानित्वम् अदम्भित्वम्
अहिंसा शान्तिराजवम्
अहिंसा शान्तिराजवम्
आचार्योपासनम् शौचम्
आचार्योपासनम् शौचम्
स्थैर्यम् आत्मविनिग्रह
स्थैर्यम् आत्मविनिग्रह।
इन्द्रियातेषु वैराग्यम्
इन्द्रियातेषु वैराग्यम्
अनहङ्कार एव च
अनहङ्कार एव च
जन्म मृत्यु जरा व्याधि
जन्म मृत्यु जरा व्याधि
दुःख दोषानुदर्शनम्
दुःख दोषानुदर्शनम्
असक्तिरनभिविश्वाङ्ग
असक्तिरनभिविश्वाङ्ग
पुत्रदार गृहादिषु
पुत्रदार गृहादिषु
नित्यं च समचित्तत्वम्
नित्यं च समचित्तत्वम्
इष्टानिष्टोपपत्तिषु
इष्टानिष्टोपपत्तिषु
मयि चानन्ययोगेन
मयि चानन्ययोगेन
भक्तिरव्यविचारिणी
भक्तिरव्यविचारिणी
विरिक्तदेशसेवित्वम्
विरिक्तदेशसेवित्वम्
अरचेजनसंसदि
अरचेजनसंसदि
अध्यात्मज्ञाननित्यत्वम्
अध्यात्मज्ञाननित्यत्वम्
तत्त्वज्ञानार्थदर्शनम्
तत्त्वज्ञानार्थदर्शनम्
एतज्ज्ञानमिति प्रोक्तम्
एतज्ज्ञानमिति प्रोक्तम्
अज्ञानं यदतोऽन्यथा
अज्ञानं यदतोऽन्यथा।
Translation: humility, pridelessness, non-violence, tolerance, simplicity, approaching a bona fide spiritual master, cleanliness, steadiness, and self-control, renunciation of the objects of sense gratification, absence of false ego, the perception of the evil of birth, death, old age, and disease, non-attachment to children, wife, home, and the rest, and even-mindedness amid pleasant and unpleasant events, constant and unalloyed devotion to me, resorting to solitary places, detachment from the general mass of people, accepting the importance of self-realization, and philosophical search for the absolute truth. All these I thus declare to be knowledge, and what is contrary to these is ignorance.
So, we have discussed about the body, Kheta, the question of Arjuna's class, Kheta, Kshetrajna, Jnanam, and Gyan. Now, Kheta, we have discussed yesterday, Kheta, the body, is combination of the five great elements called Sudo, intelligence, the unmanifested, the ten senses, the mind, the five sense objects, desire, hatred, happiness, distress, the aggregate delight, symptom, and convictions, all these are considered in summary to be the singularity. Yesterday I discussed. So we should not mistake this, that we accept the field of activities identified with myself. That is it. Suppose you have got a piece of land as agriculture, and you produce your food there in large quantity or small quantity does matter. Similarly, this body we are utilizing, we can practically see. Everyone is working with this body in Bombay City. A very poor man is also in Bombay City, and a very rich man is also there. Both of them have the same facilities to work, but we find that one man is working very hard, day and night. Hardly he is getting his morsel of food. Another man, simply by going, sitting in the office, earning thousands and thousands. Why? Because the difference of the field of activity. The body is different. Because one has got a certain type of body, his destination is already there. Parmana Daivana Trena Deho Janta Deho Upavati. He can study this thing. And somebody is living in a poor slum, and another man is living in a very palatial building. So, simply by endeavoring that I shall live in a palatial building and I shall not live in this course somehow, it is not possible, because the destiny is there. Therefore, the body is made according to our past karma, and that is called destiny. Your happiness and distress according to the body is already settled. It is not possible by natural way to improve or disimprove it. It is already settled. Therefore, Sastra says, Sasyaiva heta prajati ta komida nalam bhatetan matama parjan Kallam bhati dukha dadannata sukham kalena sarvatra bhavijatam. The human life should be utilized for understanding the absolute truth. The next paragraph that describes how one can understand the absolute truth. Amaristam adambitam vanchatantiyate. So, our life should be equalized for understanding the absolute truth, not for economic development. Economic development, what is already destined, you cannot improve less or more. It is already settled. There are so many examples. Just like a thief has got a body. He likes to eat stew. If you give him halwa, then don't eat stew. That is nice halwa. He's not interested. Because he has got a particular type of food. That is illegal, that is always it. Mahabhutani ahunkara buddhi rambhaktata. Ichhadjesa sukhambhuta. Ichhadjesa. The ichhadjesa according to the body. He has got the desire to eat this food. That is his ichha. And he has got the desa for the halwa. While a gentleman, advanced gentleman, he has got the ichha for halwa, not for the school. Therefore, our duty should be that without trying, that was Indian civilization. Everyone was happy in his position. And the Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. The culture was so nice that God is not unhappy. Even if he is a Sudra, or even if he is a Vaishya, or a Brahmana, or Kshatriya, it is not that because the Kshatriya, the royal family, they were happy, and the Brahmanas were not happy, or the Sudras were not happy. No. Everyone was happy. Because still in India, you go to the village, they are happy with their destination. This is the Indian culture. Now we are injecting this concept. Inject. Otherwise everyone is happy in his position. God has given this position. So this is all right. Let me do my work. That is satisfaction. Everyone is satisfied. Still, it is very much. Although great propaganda is very much to kill the baby culture. This is some 1971. We attended the Mahamela in 1971 or this year? The people who are coming there. Thousands and thousands to take the bath in the Ganges. And they were happy. there, in Calcutta, there was a Indo-American society. I was invited to speak there. So we gave me the subject matter, East and West. So, so far we are concerned, we have no such distinction East and West. We know that everyone is human being, and every living entity, not only the human being, even the birds, beasts, animals, trees, everyone, a living entity is part and parcel of God, to start. So everyone is in ignorance. That is our concept. Our propaganda is not for the East and the West. But our fight is with the ignorance of the people. Because at the present moment, people are kept in ignorance, in foolishness, that he is his body. Bodily identification. But still, there is difference between East and West. In the West, I have talked with big professors, learned scholars. They have no idea of next life. I talked with Professor Patowski also. He said, Tamil, after annihilation of this body, everything is finished. They have no idea that there is so. And in India, even the poorest man, he knows that there is next life. I existed in the past, and I will exist in the future. This very conclusion is known. Even the poorest man will listen. That is, of course, different between East and West. But anyway, our position is that we should not identify this body as self. Krishna says here that Udhyanko Jnana Mittatram Tattam Jnana Asadarsana. These are Jnana Siti Purtam of Jnana Jnana Tata Andhata. To understand oneself as the spirit soul. That jnana. The law of peace should be utilized. Logic and philosophy should be utilized for self-realization. Not for simply mental stimulation. You find nowadays big philosophers like Voltaire, simply pure anger, without any understanding of the spirit soul, deep level. And Krishna says that if one simply puts philosophical theory for some egotian idea, now as time is coming, we will be like this, like that. No. Time is there already. You cannot manufacture time like this or like that. It will go. It is eternal. It is eternal, just like Krishna says in the second chapter of the Gita. That Arjo, you and me and all the soldiers and kings who are assembled here, it is not that we did not exist in the past. We are existing now, and we shall continue to exist in the future. So, this eternity of the soul, we do not know. We are simply identifying ourselves with this body, and we are simply interested for the body compost of life. This is the civilization of faith. So although we have got this Bhagavad Gita, at least in India, the education should have been on the line of Bhagavad Gita for the benefit of the people of India. Unfortunately, nobody is taking care. Even though there are some propaganda of understanding Bhagavad Gita, they are interpreting in their own way. To fulfill their own ambition, this is very much. So, here Krishna says, Amanittam, what is this Amanittam?
Report?
Yes. Mention here. The central point of process of knowledge is mentioned here. Muija ananna yogina bhakti abhyanichari. One has to be fixed up on this point. There are 18 different descriptions of the process of knowledge. But the central point is Muija. Muija means that is the main point. Without Krishna, if you simply try to become elevated with knowledge, that will not stand. That will not stand. Therefore, Krishna says, Maicha Ananda Yogena. Ananda Yogena means without any disease. Ananda Yogena. Bhakti, Aparikari, without any deviation. Aparikari means without any disturbance. Ananda Bhakti. In another place, Krishna says, Okije Sudurasara, Bhagavate Mam Ananda Bhav. Okije Sudurasara, Bhagavate Mam Ananda Bhav. Sadureva Samanta. The central point is Bhagavad Bhakti. Parava Bhakta Shatuko Mahatma. If one is not a devotee of the Lord, Krishna, Parava Bhakta Shatuko Mahatma, he cannot possess any great qualities. That is not possible. Parava Bhakta Shatuko Mahatma. We have seen it practically. Just like Ravan. Ravan was a great personality, a great devotee of Lord Shiva also. And materially, his kingdom was very much at heart. It is said that his Lanka was made of gold. Naturally, there were many palaces, and he was a very big, very scholar. But one thing that was against Rava. And for this disqualification, it is still described as Otula, Rakshasa. Kaharava Bhaktasya Tuto Mahatma. Munora Tena Sato Dhava Tuto. If one is not devotee of the Lord, he simply comes off on the mental platform. That is not there. Ravana also wanted to make his staircase to go directly to the heavenly planet. The Kailila, at the present moment, we are trying to go directly to the moon planet by Sputnik. But it has failed. It is not possible. In that way, we cannot go. If we want to go to another planet, the process is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva, deva bhata deva. Kitrin janti kitrin bhata. If you want to go to the higher planetary system, then that particular deva, Indraloka, Chandraloka, the moon planet, Chandraloka, that is also considered as one of the heavenly planets. So you have to prepare yourself by karmakanya activities. Then you can go there by after this body is finished, you immediately transfer to certain planet where you want to go. Similarly, if you want to go to the planet like Krishnavi, Goloka Vrindavan, Goloka Nandini Dhami Kalesa Tatsa, Devi Mahesa Haridhama Su Tesu Tesu, Tetit Prabhava Nishaya, Vintasya Jena, Govinda Maharaji Purusam, Amahangaya. There is, Paratasmatu Bhava Yanya, Vatya Vatya Sanatana. They are describing Bhagavad Gita. So beyond this material nature, the Nyanaranya, that is Parasanam. Parasatmatu bhava, bhava means abhava, or nature. As you see this material nature, although you are seeing, you cannot go. You are so limited, conditioned. You see so many planets twinkling at night, but there is no possibility of going there. You cannot go to the nearest planet, in the moon planet, by your mechanical arrangement. The modern scientists, the Sputnik experts, they say, to go to the topmost planet of this universe, it will take 40,000 years. Who is going? 40,000 times, 40,000 of years, and again come back and see you. Yes, I went to such and such planet. Is it possible? So, you are so poor. It is not possible in that way. So this is the position of our going to the material planets. I don't want to speak of the spiritual planets. It is far, far away. You cannot travel within the space of material world. Pankhastha kuti satavatsa sampravamma vayura thati madaso maripundavana So first is up for the scene of omitting the Tati, who in the Mahatma Sampama. Panthasu Koti Shatavatsa. Not only 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 40,000 years. Koti Shatavatsa. Koti, you know, 100 times less makes 40. And again, multiply by 100. Koti Shatavatsa. And it's speed. What is the speed of that aeroplane? Panthasya kuti satavatsa sampravamma vayurathati. Aeroplane, vayurathati, and with the speed of mind. Aeroplane running with the speed of mind. You know what is the speed of mind? You are sitting here, and within a second, your mind can go some 10,000 miles. What do you say? So, even with that speed, and running on for Koti Shatavatra, you cannot go to the spiritual path. This is the first thing of Prabhadashin, the Avichintata. In that way you cannot go. But you can go if you prepare yourself. Madhyajana, Pijantima, Madhyajana. Those who are devotees of the Lord, of the garden. That is the principle of Bhagavad Gita. Madhyadi, what does it mean? So Madhyadi, no, okay, Janti Ma. You can go to the Krishna planet. Goloka Narami is the town of the Kalispas. The Krishna Narami says it's back in the Shastra. Brahma Sangita. Chintamani Pasara Sadhana Sukalva Vrikshala Thabhute Sukhara Vira Vipale. Lakshmi Sahasra Tata Sambrama Setumana Govindam Adhikurutam Savamakalya. There is the Guru Vrindavan planet. The Guru Vrindavan planet is the topmost planet. There is material world. Then you will get spiritual world. And spiritual world, as you are not in this material world, this is only one universe. There are millions of universes. Imagine this material world. Just say that Nishtha Sita Kala Mathava Lamba Jeevanti Loma Vilaja Jagadanda Nata. Just say that Nishtha Sita Kala Mathava Lamba. People declare, sometimes they claim I am God. He is the description of God. Just say that Nishtha Sita Kala Mathava Lamba Jeevanti Loma Vilaja Jagadanda Nata. Jagadanda Nata. Means Brahma, you have understood Brahma is duration of life. Sahasra yuga parjantam arahatya brahma dhavidu. The Brahma is one day 12 hours you cannot catch. Sahasra yuga parjantam. Yuga means for 63 lakhs of years and multiplying by 1,000. And then it comes to the 12 hours of Brahma's eye. That Brahma lives only in the state of Nishtha-sita-kāla-mahā. Mahavishnu is externally and inherent. When he is inherent, so many Brahmas are going with him. And when he is externally, so many Brahmas are coming. And so many Brahmas are coming. This is for you. The state of Nishtha-sita-kāla-mahā-varambha Jeevanti Loma Viloja Jagadanda Natha. Vishnu Mahan Daya Kala Vishesa Govinda Vadipuri Santa. That Mahavishnu is partial representation of Govinda. Govinda Vadipuri Santa. So, this is called knowledge. One has to know what is God, what is nature of God. So one has the first qualification is Amaritam. Don't be fucked up with your false knowledge. I mean this little degree from university, you are thinking that you have begun it. So learned you don't care for God. It is not. Therefore, first qualification to make progress in knowledge is Amaritam. Amaritam, don't be proud false. Our present education is simply teaching people how to become falsely proud. Just like here Bhagavad Gita is going on. They are falsely proud. What you have to learn here? Because you are educated. That's all. You finish all education. Therefore, the first thing is Amaritam, pridelessness. God meaning purpose.
So if one does not approach or is not able to approach the transcendental service of the Lord, then the other 19 items are of no particular value. But if one takes the devotional service in full Krishna consciousness, the other 19 items automatically develop within him.
Yes. This is the central point. Just ask to bhakti, bhagavati, abhinjana, sarvai gunai tattva samasate kura. All the qualities of the demigod. Sura, sura and asura. Sura means demigod or god, and asura means demon. So, if one becomes devotee of Krishna, just ask to bhakti, bhagavati, abhinjana. Of himself, pridelessness. Ahimsa, Krishna Narayana means Ahimsa Bhuta. He can be understood by Ahimsa, one who thinks himself as very humble being. That is also said in the Bible. That one has to become meek and humble, then he can understand. And that is also Krishna demanding. The first heaven, become humble and meek. This is the verdict of all Devi Sadhu. Jnani Kriyasam Mudapasam Namam Sahiva. Sarva Paritana Bhavadiya Vata. This is the statement of Brahma. That once you give up the nonsense process of mental speculation, God may be like this, God may be like that. No. God is not manufactured by your mental speculation. God is God, always. Krishna. Krishna is God from his child. When he was 3 months old, he demonstrated his godly power. He immediately killed Sapakasu. He immediately killed Kutona. So he did not become God by meditation, manufactured in some mystic fashion. God is God. God is God is God. Even when he is child, when he is young man, when he is born, Krishna, when he was a boy of 10 years old, he did 20 Govardhan Hill. That is God. Not that here is a man, when he sees power, he has become God. No. That God is the man God. Real God is always God. So, that real God can be realized by first who is humble and meek. Amaristam, adambistam.
What?
The
Just bhakti bhagavata hinsana sarvai gunnein sattva samasa pishra arvati. Jasne vijyane sarvameivam vijyatam bhavanti. This is the basic attraction. If you simply understand one, that Krishna, then you understand anything. Just like in Bhagavad Gita. If you try to understand Krishna, you get all the knowledge, material, spiritual, everything. Practical. Just in Vidyate Sarvamedam Vidyatam
Bhavati.
The principle of accepting a spiritual master, as mentioned in the 7th verse, is essential.
Yes. The knowledge has to be acquired. Acharya-upasana. Here it is said. You have to worship Acharya. Acharya-man-purusa-veda. One was accepted. Narsimha Thakur has also said. Aswai laiya bhaje krishna tare nahi paje. Arsham more akara. Aswai, you have to take center. Even parampara-pratham, Pratam Imam Raja Sahaja. And Arjuna also said, Shishyateham Sadhinam Pratanjam. Shishya Jataja, Acharya Upasana. Krishna and Arjuna, two friends, there was no need of accepting Krishna as Arjuna's spiritual master. Still, he is accepting officially. Shishyateham Sadhiman Kutadna. I am accepting you as my spiritual master. Please teach me. So this is essential. Acharya Upasana. Pratijnanartham sa guru meva kaviyase. This is basic insight and instruction. If you are more interested in the understanding of spiritual subject matter, then you must approach the bona fide spiritual master. Pratijnanartham sa guru meva abhigacche. Abhigacche means must. It is not that if you like, you can go. If you do not like, you do not. No, you must. Abhigacche. Samitvani sojyam brahma. Tatmad guru prabhadeva. Vijyasu seya uttama. It is not a fashion to accept one guru. If you are actually interested, seya uttama, the highest perfection of life. Tasmāt guru prabhadeta, then you have to accept the guru. This is called Acharya Upasana. Even Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He accepts as Sannipuni Muni, as teacher, master. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also incarnation of Krishna, but he accepts as Ishwar Puri, as his guru. They do not require guru, but just to keep peace in the official program, even God, as well, he accepts as spiritual master. So this is essential. To become humble, to me, ahimsa, non-violence, tolerance. In this way you have to make progress. Jnana Nancy Lines, I tell you, which is bad.
Tomorrow is in this time.